Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In spring 2024, Lydia Whelan and her partner had just gone sail agreed on their dream home when she was referred to St James's Hospital in Dublin over a small indentation on her breast. And after a grueling 2-week wait, Lydia was given the life-changing news that she had breast cancer, which also unfortunately meant she couldn't be approved for mortgage protection, which of course added to the stress of a really difficult time. Now, Lydia is here with me in the studio to tell me all about it, and she's joined by Amy Nolan, who's Director of Clinical Affairs with the Irish Cancer Society, and it is lovely to have you both with us.
I really appreciate it.
You look great.
Oh, thanks so much.
How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, I keep surprising myself.
Yeah,
how well I'm doing.
You've been on a long road since then, you know, just over a year ago, isn't it? A year and a bit.
I started treatment in August of 2024 and I only recently finished. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very strange, challenging year.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Yeah. Did you have any idea that you might have had breast cancer back then?
When I found the indentation on my breast, I was just getting dressed one day and I just noticed my breast had sunken in on my left hand side and I had bruising around it. Kind of thought nothing of it at the time. And then I went to my GP and she said, there's definitely something there. We just can't say what. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to going up and waiting for tests. And once I got the triple assessment, so biopsy, mammogram and ultrasound, I kind of had a gut feeling.
Yeah.
I was like, I just felt it. And then everyone close to me was like, it's fine. And I remember stood in the kitchen crying with my mum and dad. I was like, I don't want to lose my hair. So it was, yeah.
Yeah. And then you go on the road, the treatment road. Mm-hmm. And you had surgery in February, did you?
Yeah. So, sorry now.
You're all right. You're all right.
I had a full mastectomy on my left breast with full lymph node clearance and I had automatic reconstruction. So it was a very long surgery. Mm-hmm. So that was February. So just, shy of 6 months, seven months. So,
but it's great to see you so well today and with a smile on your face, you know. And when you came into the studio, I said I delved into your TikTok last night. Sorry for stalking.
But I appreciate
you're
that.
You're some woman for the crack.
I do try. That's always been my personality. My parents call me a bit of a firecracker. So,
do you feel that's coming back? Because I'm sure you got such a knock that things were very quiet for a while and you probably felt very quiet in yourself. But are you coming back to yourself?
Well and truly coming back to myself. I'm really taking this time to get my mind and my body to recover. I was like, I need to be in my full health before delving back into work life as well and taking this time to make up for the time that I lost during treatment, because going through it, you don't see this. You don't see getting out this side of it. So I'm really grateful. And
will we talk about the house then as well?
Yeah,
of course. In the middle of all of this, when the diagnosis came, you were buying a house.
Thank you.
And you were very close to, we're just passing you a tissue to make sure you're all right. But you were right at that point where the sale had more or less or just about gone through. Yeah. So how did the diagnosis impact that?
So we had actually gone sale agreed the week before I found my lump. I found my lump the week after, and going through the mortgage process, we're ticking off the list like X, Y and Z had to be done. And we got to the point then to get mortgage protection and came to a complete standstill. And it was like, unfortunately, if you are away in a mammogram or any of these tests, we cannot guarantee you mortgage protection. So I was obviously on the phone to brokers to try and get advice. And they're like, you're just going to have to wait until you get your results. Like, it might not be the be all and end all. Just try and stay positive. You could still manage to get it. So I did carry that with me as much as I could. And then getting the diagnosis, the first thing I asked my doctor was, can I have a letter? He was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm trying to get my house. I was like, I need this to get mortgage protection. And then everything came crashing down around us. And we're like, we're really sorry, but we actually can't give it to you. Like that, we'd gone sale agreed. We'd agreed the price on the house. Oh, and
no. So you thought you'd lost the house?
Oh, I was convinced. And I was more upset over that than being told I had cancer.
Really?
Yeah, because myself and my partner, Colin, are 10 years together. It was the next step for us. I was like, we couldn't stay just seeing each other every weekend because both still living at home. work life, everything else in between. And I was like, yeah, what's the next step for us?
So I'm sure as far as you're concerned is we've done the really hard bit. We've saved the money. We've found the house. Yeah. We've got the mortgage. And then bang.
Bang. Full on bang. Standstill. So everything came crashing in around us, to be told. Like, I said to Colm, I was like, we're going to lose it. And he was like, it's up. We'll think about what we have to do. So the very next day I got up, I was like, okay, who do we have to ring? What do we have to do to try and hold on to this house? And
you did hold on to it.
We did. We moved in December. Literally just moved in the Friday, and I got my last chemo on the Monday. So it's we got there in the end, thank God.
How did you manage to do it?
Thankfully, to the help of our families and a home improvement loan, we came up with the remaining bit of the money, and Colm had saved, bless him, he's worked his heart and soul to make my dreams come true in that sense.
So did you have to put the mortgage in his name then?
Yeah, so the mortgage is in Colm's name, my name, that's the gut puncher I was just saying before I came in here, was that my name's not on the house. And the Irish Cancer Society are doing like a lot of work now with the Right to be Forgotten campaign to try and get the years changed, because essentially it's 7 years at the moment until like you're cancer, essentially cancer free.
So you can't look at putting your name on that house for 7 years.
7 years at the minute, but yeah, they're really trying to push it now to 5 years.
Okay, and Amy, you're sitting there nodding your head listening to all this, because it's a familiar story, I'd say.
These are the calls we're getting to our support line and to our advocacy team. So, and just as Lydia has said, when somebody is diagnosed with cancer, you think about your mortality, you think about what faces you, but the financial impact is huge. And the impact in the situation that Lydia found herself in with the mortgage, or trying to get mortgage protection, and that house can be gone from you, that dream home, even just getting it. We all know how difficult it is to have a roof over your head at the moment. So trying to get that mortgage protection, travel insurance.
Well, I'm even thinking about the deposit now. I mean, all of this was at risk in that moment, right?
At risk, absolutely. And as you say, your heart and soul is ready for that next step in your relationship as well. Mm-hmm. Everything has been thrown into, you know, disarray. So in 2021, the Irish Cancer Society were gathering some of these stories and trying to understand the impact of it for patients. And then in 2022, we launched a campaign called The Right to be Forgotten. And we had the support of our cross-party group in the Oireachtas, which is fantastic. And we really kept advocating in that regard. And then in 2023, we worked with Insurance Ireland and secured a governance code where after 7 years that you can get mortgage protection without a penalty and other financial products. And then now, really happily, the government are proposing legislation. So they understand the need for this. And it will be after 7 years. So for the likes of Lydia, she still has to wait 7 years before her name can be on her mortgage. We want that to be 5 years, certainly. And maybe to reflect what is done in other European countries like France, where there are certain cancers that may not need to wait the full 5 years. So it would mean that you would be equal in your partnership and your home and have your name on the mortgage.
And what would that mean to you, Lydia? Like, why is this so important for you?
It's just like, it's a step in everyone's life that you look forward towards, and it's a massive achievement. It's an end goal for most people in relationships, or if you can do it solely, it's something that would just mean the world. Like, as much as it was that gut punch to be told, like, no one, obviously very grateful that we did manage to secure it in the end, but it would just mean the world just to have it, especially after going through now what I've been through.
But also you're trying to move on, aren't you? You're trying to say, I'm getting well, I've done the hard bit, and here I am now picking things up again. And
it's,
I suppose,
an,
yeah. Do you feel, though, that you can't fully pick up and move on because you have that reminder there all the time?
Yeah, definitely. It'll linger in the back of my mind, and I don't know, it could linger there forever. Like, it's starting to get a little bit easier. It's not the first thought when I wake up now in the morning that it's cancer. Whereas it was the first thought for so long, whereas now I'm starting to like get myself well and stronger, that it's becoming an afterthought nearly now. But it's still that lingering feeling that, okay, no, this, like, my name's not on this house.
And And in terms of the rest of your life then, are you finding now that you're slowly getting back, or are you still in that period where you feel you need to give yourself some time?
Definitely still in that period to give myself some time. And like that, it's great that I am being able to go do things that I love and enjoy, but you do forget there's the fatigue side of things. It can hit you absolutely out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, I need to stop. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much gore. I always have been. So it's just that reminder that to listen to your body as well. And some days I feel like I'm in my late 80s going into early 90s and I'm only 33. So it's very young. It's not something you expect.
I read you said somewhere that the nurses were looking sideways at you when you were telling them how quickly you were going to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you were in treatment. You just didn't realise the toll it was going to take on you. Sure, none of us do.
I didn't expect what was left to come. You think once I had chemo done, and then I had chemo, surgery, and then radiation.
Because you've been through it. Yeah.
So the nurse would remind me, you've had the kitchen sink thrown at you. And I'm like, okay, give myself a little bit of grace.
Mm-hmm. Give yourself some time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and see, Amy, and people will understand that when they go through something like Lydia's been through, that you need some time, but you also need to be. To have everything in place so that you can move on. And this is part of that too, isn't it?
It is part. Oh, it is very much part of it. And I think in Lydia's case, she received some treatments that, from a research perspective, and we invest over 4.4 million euro in research in the Irish Cancer Society, largest voluntary funder of cancer research in Ireland. But some of the treatments that Lydia received reflect some of the research that has been done over the years. So it's fantastic to be able to say that. But the treatments that Lydia received are quite debilitating. Radiotherapy is a treatment that people receive and don't give it the credit for how exhausting it can be. And so what you're talking about, Lydia, is you end up being like a deconditioned athlete, is what we used to say to people. And so you need to build yourself up slowly after treatments like that. And it can take nearly up to a year to feel more like yourself. And so areas then in your own home life, and you've been told you're finished treatment now, there's an element of joy in that, absolutely, but then there's an element of fear in how you progress your life after that. And so the area around your house and your mortgage protection, and also your physical well-being and mental well-being, and supports and services like counselling that Lydia has availed of in the Irish Cancer Society, have been really beneficial to help to move on.
And has been a home away from home, thanks to the Irish Cancer Society. They put me in touch with a fabulous centre in Portlaoise called the Cushla Centre. And from the moment you walk in that door, you just feel everything just slows down. And they've been amazing at counselling, acupuncture, reflexology, everything that it's solely targeted at cancer patients.
Right. Well, it's great to hear that you've had that support, you know, because you need it. And just going through your story and hearing it today, like all of those supports, you need every single one of them to help you get through. And do you feel, Amy, that the Irish Cancer Society is pushing an open door or a closed door on this campaign around the right to be forgotten?
Well, I think across Europe we know that the right to be forgotten is certainly a priority and has had legislative change in Europe. So I think that is it's a good blueprint really to follow. And now that the government has said that they want to make legislative change this year, I think we just keep pushing that door and hopefully we will get there. The 7 years certainly I think is something that we will attain. The 5 years then is what we're pushing for next.
And again, that some cancers, that there's a disregard altogether with some cancers.
Yes, because there are some cancers, a childhood cancer, for example, you may have as a child, and then, you know, you may be penalised in time because you've had a cancer, a childhood cancer, you know, at all. So certainly there are cancers that wouldn't necessarily need the 5 years free of treatment.
We've a listener who's listening in from England, and you're very welcome. And they say, Lydia, you're an absolute sweetheart. I'm so pleased that you're recovering and raising awareness for other women. I know that's part of the reason why you're here well, because breast cancer affects, in general terms, women over 50. But it's really important to know that younger women are at risk too.
Yeah, you don't expect it at 33 years of age. So it's like, it's just so important. Like, if you do think it's something, just don't assume it could be sinister. it's better to go and get it checked and to have a professional tell you yes or no, and just being mindful of that and how important it is to get checked.
Did you hesitate about getting it checked, or did you think I'm going to get this looked at straight away?
So I had found it on the Monday and I kind of looked at it myself for a few days, and then I approached my sister who lives at home with me. I have three sisters, so one of them is still at home. I have one brother as well. Showed her and she was kind of like, that doesn't look, she's like, it could be just something small. And she's like, well, I would get it checked, and was with friends at the weekend then as well, and showed them and they were like, Lydia, like, just go get it checked. Mm-hmm. And I was very quick. I got a phone call that Monday. I rang my GP and I was in that afternoon, evening, getting it checked. So I'd very quickly, thankfully.
It's great that you and your sister had the sense to realise that you needed to get it checked.
Thank God I did, because I don't know what position I would have been in if I didn't. And the type of cancer I have is deemed a very aggressive form of cancer. Amy will refresh my memory on the numbers.
Yeah, there's 3,600 women diagnosed with cancer every year in Ireland. We know that. And sometimes even the way your cancer presented, I think, is sometimes different to what people hear about. So we hear about a lump in your breast, but yours was actually under your arm. And so it can appear in different ways, inverted nipples, bleeding nipples, rash around the breast. So it's really important for people to be familiar with what their normal breast looks like, and then also to check it regularly. So we would say once a month is really important. And if there is any concern, as you said, most people, and with our screening program, it's really important if you are within that age range of 50 to 69 that you are registered to have your breast screening and attend your breast screening. But then the likes of Lydia, 33 years old with a breast cancer, you have to be aware of your breasts and the way they present and get it checked if you are concerned at all.
Okay, any concerns at all? Well, listen, it's lovely to see you both. Thank you for coming in, Amy and Lydia. Lydia, I want to see more dancing videos on TikTok. I'll be watching out.
Anyone's prepared for it all.
I'll be keeping an eye. Thank you so much.
Continued
recovery. And thank you both for coming in today. We'll take a break back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.